Hello.
Welcome back to the Gore Ghouls. Mm-hmm. I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And this week, actually, there's a couple things that I was going to mention. Hopefully in the near future, hopefully in the near future, we'll be having a couple guests on.
Yep.
We want to get the Salem Satan on.
Oh, yeah.
Dan. We talked about doing that before all this craziness happened, so we're hoping that Dan's available. We haven't talked to him yet, but we assume that he will be.
He'll smudge us into his schedule, I think.
Right. And then also, Alan Roberts from Every Damn Day Fitness on YouTube has expressed
interest in being You work with him.
Yeah, so he's a really nice guy. Him and his wife, Crystal, are amazing. Like, they're helping me right now with some stuff. So, it's weird because I know I'm weird, and I wear my weirdness very out on my sleeve.
Yeah.
They love horror movies and stuff, and honestly, I would have never pegged them for that. Crystal even knew, what Valentine was, and I was like, wow, I thought we were the only one, so.
Oh, yeah.
He'll definitely be someone fun to have on the podcast. I said maybe we would send him a list, or not maybe a list, but, one or two B-movies to watch, mm-hmm. and then we could discuss the B movies.
I have something that I told him I wouldn't let you.
Oh, God. Damn you! But, so keep an eye out for that, and if any other people you think of that we might want to collaborate with or whatever, if you have any ideas, let us know. But today's episode is actually, it came from the Salem Witch Museum at the moment.
Beneath the sink.
Right. Oh, I watched a Goosebumps YouTube video today about the scariest, quote unquote, scariest.
The pool one.
One of Goosebumps. No.
No, that was a
Yeah.
Oh, the which, duck. Which one?
He says it's the Haunted Mask.
It's good.
And I was like, yeah, I guess. It was a 20 minute, maybe 15, 20 minute video. And I was like, yeah, it was fucking scary. I didn't even think about.
I mean, it really is. She couldn't breathe and she's scratching her neck and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah, I listened to, their Welcome to Deadcast,
mm-hmm.
and it's these two brothers that read the books and, go over them and then go over the TV shows and stuff, and, I can't really, pinpoint what I think the scariest is, but the weirdest one is the string peas. Is,
I don't remember that
one. So weird. I think it might just be a TV episode,
yeah.
And I think someone was on cocaine when they did it. The little boy has a picture in his, he has two pictures in his room. One looks like one of Marilyn Manson's drawings.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a bunch of people with blood all over them on the ground. Kids' drawings.
Oh, okay.
If a kid drew it.
Yeah. Why would he have his own pictures up?
It's super weird. He thinks that his parents brought home the wrong baby. Because he's like, the
okay.
baby's that one.
All right, I'm there.
It's freaking weird.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that one tomorrow now.
It's super weird.
I might have a Goosebumps day tomorrow.
There's really strange stuff in it.
Because I haven't watched The Haunted Mask. I have a few Goosebumps episodes that
creepy.
I go back to. Obviously all the dummy ones. And then, Welcome to Dead House, the guy with the hat.
Yep.
Who's ruined now, but
yep.
whatever. a few that I remember more than others that I've, what's it called? One Day in Horror Land. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I need to watch the more ones that weren't shown on TV over and over and over again. Because I know that we went through a stage where we watched them. We had them on the background when we were hanging out and stuff. So I need to actually watch them.
Yeah. I haven't binge watched what is available on Netflix and stuff
mm-hmm.
probably in a couple years.
Yeah.
And it's really weird the ones I don't remember and then I come back. Is, okay, just because, this one, it seemed really adult, but I have a weird feeling that it was Goosebumps. It's the one with, her friend that lives, next door, but she, disappeared suddenly, but she's in the dollhouse.
That's Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Is it Are You Afraid?
Yeah.
Oh, that show's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I would say that I think.
Yeah, that one's really scary. Are You Afraid of the Dark is way.
There's
great.
A lot of scary ones.
It's really scary.
I think. I would say The Haunted Mask, and honestly, to me, though the camera looks stupid, Say Cheese and Die is just
Yeah, it's a cool concept.
It's just creepy, especially how it ends with, the parents
mm-hmm.
dying. It's just, I get that, oh, everything's hunky-dory, but, that's really scary
yeah.
if a camera could do that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, and, it's funny because, like, Goosebumps is always, like, more, like, cartoony and, like, you know, almost, like, comic book-like, where it's, like, all fun colors and, you know, exciting and stuff like that. Not that the other one isn't, but... And then Are You Afraid of the Dark is all, like, muted colors and, like, very, like, not black and white, but, like, very, like, blue-toned, like, filming and stuff like that and, like, much darker themes.
Yeah.
And, like, Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark, I have the DVDs of... I haven't binge watched Are You Afraid of the Dark because you have to fucking pay for it on Amazon.
I know.
And it's never been free. Like, never.
There's been one season that was free.
Oh, okay.
Season 7 was free for a little while. Which, and then they took away everything.
It's bullshit. I know. I get it. I have the DVD.
No, I get it too, but it's old and dead.
Well, like what? Yeah. Well, and, like, the new series of Are You Afraid of the Dark was very, very good. I enjoyed that they kept the Midnight Society theme and stuff like that, but it was, like, a narrative.
They did, like, their own thing.
Yeah. very, very, very much enjoyed
it. I really, really liked that, too.
Yeah.
There's another Goosebumps, and I can't remember the name of it, and I'm thinking about it because I listened to that episode a couple months ago where, like... The boy, I remember in the episode, in, like, the book, when they were talking about it, that the boy thinks that this, like, alien thing or this monster thing is, like, haunting him or, like, messing with him. And he, like, dreams, it's, like, a lot of, like, it might be a dream kind of thing. But then... at the end, he, quote-unquote, dreams that, like, this monster, like... turned inside out.
Ew.
And, like, it talks about, like, his insides, like, everything on the outside. It's, like, really gross. And then, like, his mom comes down and he's like, stop playing with your food. And the monster's like, I was just having fun. Like, it's, like, this really weird, like, thing.
I don't think I remember that one.
I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to look at their thing. It's really good. But I also like the one where the girl thinks the light, it's, the girl thinks the librarian is an alien.
Oh, yeah. My teacher's a monster or something like that?
I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
Yeah,
like,
it's fun.
Then at the
I think that's episode 1, season 1 of Goosebumps. Yeah.
Okay. Because that one's super good just because, like, I remember as a kid being like...
Yeah.
They're monsters.
Yeah.
And they eat each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that one.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I watched... I can't remember. I must have been another YouTube video where they were talking about, like, scariest Goosebumps episodes or whatever. Because I remember watching the Piano Lessons Can Be Murder.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you watch it, it's like, holy shit, it's creepy. Like, he goes to this abandoned fucking warehouse, and it's like, whoa.
And his mom's just like, piano lessons.
Yeah, like, it's like, creepy.
This isn't where I should get dropped off.
When they're doing a new series of it. Like, they're I don't know if it's a redo or what, but R.L. Stine tweeted, or posted about it the other day.
It's an animated series.
Is it? I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just got excited.
Yeah, I didn't read the article either, but it's either animated or they're revamping all the episodes.
Yeah, I hope that it's live action.
There's some that don't have episodes that I wish they did, but, like, I know they just didn't have the budget back in the day, so I'm hoping they bring forward some of those books that they just never made.
Yeah, I have a book... that's 3 books in one with, like, Curly on the cover and his eyes light up. And one of the stories in there is this kid goes to school. I can't remember. It's something about him sleeping in the guest room, something like that. But the main premise is that he gets sucked through a locker or a mirror or something like that into, like, the 50s version of the school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everything's black and white.
Yes.
But I don't think they ever did an episode of it. And I would love them to do that.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
It's on my bookshelf in the living room because I have, like, all my, like, important books up there. So I'm going to have to look at that, but...
I got
to
say that
fucking creepy.
The R.L. Stine's Haunting Hour book, terrifying.
Oh, really? Like, I didn't get that.
I have it.
Yeah.
I do. You borrow it.
I will.
It's super creepy, and there's one in there, it's I'm Not Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically this kid is, like, crazy, and another kid comes into this hospital, and he keeps saying, I'm not Martin, I'm not Martin, I'm not Martin. And so the doctor's like, whatever. Well, the files get switched, and they go to, like, do the surgery they were going to do on this kid to the other one.
Oh,
and he's like, I'm not Martin. And they're like, we hear it all the time, and they put him under.
Oh, no.
And that's, like, how it ends. Like... I remember being probably a little too young to read that.
Yeah,
and being
like, Haunting Hour was a little bit scarier.
Terrifying.
Yeah, and Fear Street, too. Yeah. Fear Street was scary.
The whole, it's like a bunch of short stories in the Haunting Hour thing. It's so fucking good. But it is, like, a little more Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Which, like, literally all the episodes I'm thinking of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Fucking haunting.
Yeah,
like,
they're horrible. Scary. They really are scary.
They are. The doll, the fucking, the clown.
There's, Zeebo.
Zeebo.
And then
Zeebo.
With the nose. It's and Zeebo. Then there's the grim, what is it? The grim grinner or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I love that episode.
Laughter in the Dark, I know is the name of the episode. I can't remember what the name, or what the guy is named. I think it's the Grim Grinner.
I think it is.
It was the comic book one. Jester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Where he's like the jester guy.
We have the
guy.
Pin.
Yeah. I have Zeebo, I think.
You have Zeebo.
I have Dead Man's Float, and you have Zeebo and the Grim Grinner.
The Grim Grinner, yeah.
Those are amazing.
God, those are good. They need to be free. That's why they're not free, because they know they're good.
Yeah.
They know
really
they're
are.
Bangers.
I'm going to have to get my DVDs out.
Yeah.
They're in my bookshelf on my room.
Gotcha.
But today's
what
episode...
What are we doing?
Goosebumps aside. So the Salem Witch Museum, they put out a, not really a challenge, but like an Instagram hashtag type thing, where it's hashtag Hollywood Witches.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're kind of getting people to recreate like a still scene of a movie.
Yeah, from
the
a movie.
One I saw was from a witch movie.
It was Practical Magic.
It was Practical Magic,
yeah.
Where one
Super
of them's
cute.
Sitting on the counter. And,
yeah.
You know, it's really, really cool.
It was cute, yeah.
So what we've decided to do is go through a brief history of witches today and then talk about them in movies and TV and Hollywood witches. And then Friday, I'm going to Caitlin's house and we're going to do some of our own recreations.
Yes,
of,
we are.
Different witches through TV and movies. So we're not going to do a ton of them, like a ton of different movies.
No, we have one that's super important to us
exactly.
to do. And then we have a couple others we'll probably just grab stuff and go.
Exactly. Like the super important one that we want to do that we'll show you guys on Friday or Saturday, depending on how long it takes to like, you know, edit and all that kind of stuff. Is we bought stuff for everything else. We're just kind of doing
happen.
It. Like we're gonna pick out like clothes and stuff like that. So yeah. So it's hashtag Hollywood Witches on and the Salem Witch Museum started it. But I have a brief history of witches here, and then we'll talk about witches in Hollywood and TV and stuff like that. So apparently, the earliest form of witches were called wise women. And if you've ever been through the Salem Witch Museum, you know this because they do their, I can't remember what it's called, but they do a second exhibit afterwards going through the history of witches. So they were wise women and they used herbs to heal the people in their town and their villages. They were the first, like, midwives and stuff like that. So they used, quote-unquote, magic spells and, quote-unquote, potions to help heal and were considered very important in their communities. I say, quote-unquote, magic spells and potions because potions were... If, you know, if you had a tummy ache, they would give you peppermint, or if they, you know, like, that kind of
they
stuff.
They just
so
knew the tricks.
It wasn't really, it was a potion, but it wasn't what we would think of as, like, Harry Potter.
No, like yeah, it just, to other people.
Yeah.
Not, people. They were just, like, chew on this root.
Exactly.
And you're looking at them like, you're crazy, but then your toothache goes away, and you're like, that's magic.
Yeah,
and it's
well,
like,
and
no,
it was more like they
stuff.
Were nurses and doctors as opposed to what we would consider a witch today in terms of like what Hollywood would consider a witch. So I also found out that one of the earliest recorded mention of witches was in the Bible in the book of Samuel. I'm probably gonna get shit wrong here. I'm really sorry.
We know nothing about this
but
stuff.
In the book of Samuel, which is from between 931 BC and 721 BC. So it's mentioned that the Witch of Endor was summoned by King Saul, to bring back the dead prophet Samuel's spirit to help defeat the Philistine army. So they're also mentioned in the Old Testament, but they're condemned also. So I'm guessing King Saul should not have been dabbling with Witch of Endor, but whatever.
Not really sure.
So they were condemned in the Old Testament and Exodus 22:18, sorry if I'm getting this wrong, says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, and other passages warn against divination, chanting, or using witches to contact the dead.
God, that sounds way more like voodoo stuff.
Yeah, so I think I would just like to point out that I think it's funny that it's okay, and I honestly, it may not be okay, it may be like a cautionary tale in the Bible, I'm not really sure, but that King Saul is allowed to have the Witch of Endor come to bring the prophet back, but then it's like, don't fucking mess with witches, like...
He might have been a bad guy.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, because we don't know, we don't
know.
No
spoilers, we haven't read it yet.
Right. So in the mid-1400s, witch hysteria started to run rampant in Europe. There's actually a good documentary on Netflix. I want to say it's called Witches, where it talks about the Witchmaster General and the hysteria during the European ones.
Oh, super cool.
So accused witches were burned at the stake and hanged in the thousands between 1500 and 1660. Up to 80,000 quote-unquote witches were put to death in Europe. So this isn't part of my thing, but there was a man called the Witchmaster General who went from town to town.
God, it sounds like such a cool name.
Right? Would basically, extort the towns into giving him money to point out witches and to try them and everything.
Gotcha.
So
the Pied Piper of witches.
Yeah,
was
basically.
Just like, looks like this place is packed.
Exactly. Like, he would, like, do stuff to freak them out.
Gotcha.
So marginalized women were especially targeted, we know that. Old, unmarried, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So the, I'm probably going to say this wrong, the Malus Maleficarum was written in 1486, and it was likely the catalyst for the craze of witch hunts. It translated to the Hammer of Witches, and it was a guide to hunting witches. It showed you how to, hunt them, how to know who they were, like who was a witch,
wow.
And how to take care of them once you found out that they were a witch.
Gotcha.
It sold more copies in 100 years than any other book except for the Bible. Back in 1486.
Wow. I wonder how much they charged for that. Because
I don't know.
You don't have money back then.
Yeah. So it sold more copies of anything else except the Bible, of course. Because that's like the first witch hunt book.
We were banking on you, Harry Potter, and you blew it.
Right. In the 1600s, witch hysteria made its way to the New World after dying down in Europe. So it died down in Europe, but then they all came, all the, you know, pioneers and...
Yeah.
No, what do you call them? Puritans and what the fuck is wrong with my freaking brain today? It's the pioneers. No, it's not pioneers. They're the fucking covered wagon people. Puritans and...
I'm lost.
Oh my God, it's another P word for, like, people back then. Puritans. Maybe Puritans.
I think it's just Puritans.
I took some pain medicine, sorry. So in the 1600s, it made its way to the New World, a.k.a. America.
Do you mean Protestants, too?
No, because that's not the right word.
I was just like, it says the Puritans were English Protestants.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking of then. So let's go with Puritans. So it made its way into America. So in 1692, obviously we know this, arguably the most well-known witch trials in America happened in Salem, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of the Salem witch trials, 150 people were accused, 19 people were hanged, one man was pressed to death, and many others perished in the jail cells. Because even after the witch hunts were over, the jails were still full of accused witches because you had to pay your way to get out of jail for your food and your board and all that kind of stuff.
And the funny way is you don't make money.
Yeah, so they couldn't, unless you had a wealthy family, you basically rotted in jail even if you were, you know, not guilty.
Yeah.
So there were also other witch trials in Connecticut. So in 1655 in Virginia, it was made a law that it was a crime to falsely accuse someone of being a witch. So, which is funny, because that's about 40 years before the Salem witch trials.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like they were like, nope, we see this kind of thing starting to happen and get crazy.
Yeah.
So if you're going to accuse someone, you better be fucking sure, because we're going to put you in jail if we find out that they're not a witch.
It's like the safest way of saying, like, maybe there are some, but also no.
We're not going to go crazy with this shit. So, Grace Sherwood of Virginia was accused and brought to trial. So she's the reason that we have this thing. So she was bound and thrown into a body of water, and it was said that if she sank, she was innocent, and if she floated, she was a witch. that was where that whole thing came from.
Yeah.
So somebody in Virginia made that up. So she floated, and she spent the next 8 years in jail until she was able to pay her way out. And I guess maybe the witch hunt had died down by then, so it was like, maybe she ain't a witch. Like,
yeah.
So modern time witches mostly practice Wicca or paganism, and it is considered a recognized religion in the U.S. and Canada. There, the Wiccan read is harm none and do as you will, and it believes that what you put out into the world comes back three times to you, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So if you put good out into the world, you'll get good back. If you put bad out into the world, you'll be in misery, basically. So
it's like a fancier form of karma.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then it's three times like what you... Yeah. So you don't want to fuck with it, basically. So I got this, the next part here, from Film School Rejects, and it's witches in movies. So in the 1930s was when I'm sure there was more before this, but mm-hmm. It got more popular to have witches in movies. So in the 1930s, both Snow White with the Evil Queen came out, and The Wizard of Oz with the Wicked Witch of the West, Glinda the Good Witch, and the Wicked Witch of the East, who, you know, isn't in the movie much, you just see her feet.
Yeah.
So witches, they seem to have a resurgence in popularity, throughout, like, there's like a kind of a die down, then it comes back up kind of thing every few years. So peaks can be seen in the 1930s, obviously with the two movies I just mentioned. And there's also another peak in the 1950s and 1960s with Sleeping Beauty's Maleficent and Bewitched on the small screen, who I'm named after. Thanks, Mom. and the 1990s. And then, obviously, there's a little bit in between, but then in the 1990s, there was another rise in a different kind of witch, like The Craft, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Practical Magic, Hocus Pocus, and Charmed. These focused on more, other than The Craft, they focused on more fun, lighthearted witch themes. And then in the 2000s, we have a more darker theme again, with things like The Coven, American Horror Story, The Witch by, I can't remember what, the A24.
Oh, yeah, what's his face?
I can't remember his name, but it's Great A24.
Movie. Yeah, A24 did the production thingy. On it.
And then The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
And Suspiria, which you do
have. Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
Oh my god, you gotta watch the new one.
Well, and Suspiria was in the 80s and 90s too, right? Or the 80s, 70s?
Yeah, so... Argento did it in the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
The original, which is, I get it, and I'm a fan, but it's, Robert Eggers he directed The Witch. It's, a little much to watch. He did The Witch and The Lighthouse.
Okay. I want to watch The Lighthouse. It's free on Amazon.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. There's some weird shit in it. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. No, the original is like, it's good, and I get it, and it's history, and Argento's amazing to people. I don't know. This remake is far, and I understand that people have, like, a thing about remakes, but as far as someone who really only saw bits and pieces of the original.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, my God. Like, the end, I swear, like, there's been twice that I didn't. I didn't want to watch the whole thing again.
Yeah.
But the last probably 15 minutes of it, it's like watching, like, a dance scene or a music video. You just can't stop. Like, you can't stop. Because there's, like, this flow and rhythm to it.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Okay.
The whole thing, though, is amazing. They keep you just, like...
I'm gonna have to give that a try.
You have to. Like, it's beautifully done. Beautifully done. And it is... the entire time.
Yeah.
And there's so much, like, good, like, just dance stuff and just, like, gets your heart pounding. And then right after that kind of has this, like, oh, yeah, this is not supposed to be, like, a safe, fun movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good. The main girl is the one from... Fifty Shades of Grey.
I'm embarrassed that I know that.
Unreal.
Yeah?
Like, unreal.
I have to say, the reason... Obviously, I was a fan of 50 Shades, like, the books. The Dark Times, but,
Dirty slut.
Right? But it was Twilight fan fiction, and I was obsessed with Twilight as well, but the movies, I watched the first one, and then it was like, oh, this isn't great. And then it was like, I watched half the second one, I think. Yeah, it must have been half, because I don't remember seeing the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then the third one came out. I was like, no, fuck this. And I think that that colored my bias towards Suspiria.
Because
I
was
like, I don't like her as... I don't remember her name in the movie. Whatever she was in 50 Shades of Grey. Fuck. Oh, it's Anastasia. So, I didn't like her as Anastasia in 50 Shades of Grey.
Gotcha.
So, I was like,
But I don't like that girl from Invisible Man because she looks like someone that I don't...
Elizabeth Moss.
I don't talk to. Like, I just don't like.
Yeah.
So, it was hard for me. It was hard for me to watch The Handmaid's Tale because I was like, I really don't like this girl.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She is, and it's nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
So I thought she was going to be a little, like, hacky, where it's like, that's cute, you did 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's this, I think it's the same way how Robert Pattinson had to, like, crawl his way out of the Twilight thing, yeah. Because Lighthouse is apparently amazing, and I know he's made good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her Suspiria performance is, like, unreal.
See, and I feel like, not to get on a tangent, because we're talking about, like, the witch movies, but I feel like... I haven't watched Underwater yet. I really want to watch that.
It's she's supposed to be amazing in it.
So, Kristen Stewart, everybody gives her shit. But every other movie other than Twilight, maybe not Snow White and the Huntsman, but Charlize Theron definitely, like,
stole
the show in that movie. So, but, like, Kristen Stewart in, like, Adventureland and stuff like that, I like her. I don't see anything wrong with her.
And that's what, like, the review that I listened to about Underwater, they said the same thing. They were like, I get it.
Okay.
You think Twilight.
Yeah.
They're like, she's got shit.
Yeah.
Like, she has it.
Yeah. And I really like her. Oh, and The Runaways, where the Joan Jett, like, biopic
movie.
Oh,
okay.
She's Joan Jett in that, and she's fucking fantastic.
No, like, I think both of them are proving... They probably had to work harder.
Yeah.
I think they're proving it.
Okay, good.
Because, like, Robert Pattinson, you don't act next to William Dafoe.
Yeah.
And you're 2-bit.
Yeah. Well, and they're only,
But I think
I think them two are the only two in the movie, aren't they?
I think there's one other guy, and then that's it.
So, to be able to, like, hold your own against William Dafoe and still make it a good movie,
because he's unreal.
That's, yeah,
I love him. I think Kristen had to crawl her way out of Twilight more than Robert.
Yeah, well, he kind of disappeared after Twilight for a few years.
He did random, he did, like, that... Pilot movie?
Yeah, it was a movie... he was in, like, the 9/11.
Or something. It was, like, the...
Oh, really? So he did one where it's, like, a romantic movie, but it ends up that he's actually... It's, like, 9/11.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah.
What a freaking weird movie. But, see, that was another thing where it was, like, it seemed like he was trying to get his way out of shit like that.
Yeah.
And then this movie that... I remember that movie coming out, because I remember watching it on, like, Mojo... Where, was it Remember Me?
Yes, that's the 9/11 one. Which, bad subject matter, guys.
Yeah, like...
That's not really a twist. Like, that's not really a twist that you want to have in your romantic movie.
But that was the thing.
He,
like,
can die, but don't make it fucking 9/11.
That was one of those things that was on the, one of the top 10, like, Mojo film things on YouTube. Just, like, weird movies you don't expect to go the way they do.
Yeah.
And that was, like, one of the top three where they were like, so we're going along with the ride about this whole romantic thing.
And then, it is. It's one, like, thing to make him die, but then he's in the fucking Twin Towers on 9/11. Like,
nothing is
fuck,
telling
man.
You that it's going to lead up to one of America's national disasters.
Right? Yeah, I've never seen the movie.
Like, oh, he was in that Water for Elephants. He was in, like, really weird, like, little... Weird, like
more
artsy
indie movie,
things. But I feel like Kristen. Oh, I was thinking of. No, I was not thinking of that. He's in a movie called The Haunted Airman.
Okay.
2006 was that?
That was before Twilight. Oh, and he's in Harry Potter. I was like, what else is he in? No, he's Cedric.
Oh yeah, he was in Harry Potter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's Cedric Diggory.
It is. It's just. It's weird. Like to see. I'm glad both of them fought.
Yeah.
Because they could have just been like, but I was in Twilight.
Yeah, like Taylor Lautner was. And you don't hear about him anymore.
Ever.
He wanted too much money when he was in movies, so that nobody hired him. That was his thing.
And that's when you can say you were in Twilight.
Yeah. Like...
The last good thing you did was Spy Kids.
Well, Twilight was, like, a phenomenon for a long time, and then it was, like, made fun of.
Well, it's the butterfly tattoo of that generation.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, tramp stamp, and then you're like 10 years later and you're going, fuck, tramp stamp.
Well, and like, don't get me wrong, like, I love Twilight. Like, I remember...
Do you think so?
Yeah, like, I remember, like, I had t-shirts, I had... I don't think I had posters. They would technically still be up. I had, like, stickers and stuff like that, like, on my... When it was the black thing in here. Like, I had the stickers on that. Like, I did. I had
the first chapter on the back of their door.
That's Harry Potter. I have it.
There was one of the... Oh, I think it was my... Maybe it was Lacey.
Oh, I don't know. I have Harry Potter's
first chapter on my door. I know you do. I thought on the back of someone's door they had, like, one of the chapter... Or, like, one of the chapters from Twilight. It might have been Lacey.
Yeah, I remember... Yeah.
Dark times.
One wanting, like... Oh, God, it was so bad. I wanted, like, a silver Volvo and everything. Like, I was in deep.
You were.
But, to be fair, I was in a terrible relationship, and it was, like...
Oh, it was super romantic.
Yeah, anything's better than what I'm going through right now.
I came with you to watch the...
The first one.
Was it the first
one? Yeah, we all went to go see it. Because Preston had read it, so he wanted to go.
Awful.
Like, well, and I still think the books are better than the movies.
I'm sure they
are. Like, they really... But not by too much. Like, and they're not... They were rereadable back then when I really liked it, but now I don't think I could sit down and read them.
Gotcha.
Because it's like, ah, oh, man. Because
you,
like,
you still do your Harry Potter marathons, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't read Harry Potter maybe in a year, but I do them.
Gotcha. Because
they're not on my Kindle, and holding the big books are...
It hurts your wrist.
It's a lot, yeah.
It hurts.
And, like, I drop my Kindle on my face in bed all the time, and this is, like, a 10-pound fucking hardcover book.
Well, and it's... For me, reading a book, it's comfortable with the thumb in the center.
Yeah.
And me holding it.
And for me, I can't do that.
If it gets too big, it just hurts my wrist.
Yeah.
And I hate doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not on...
Yeah.
It's got to be here. So it's got to be a little book or whatever.
Yeah, I need to buy them on Kindle so I read them again.
Yeah.
But and the movies are always on AMC, or no, what is it called now? Freeform, whatever.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, ABC Family was. But,
oh, yeah, Freeform, yeah.
Yeah. But Harry Potter is also another witch thing that's been part of Hollywood,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, do you remember... I mean, that was the whole thing in middle school. Like, I remember in sixth grade, we could read that or something else, and I didn't read Harry Potter. I've never read it. The next year, banned.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere.
Yeah. And we read them in middle school.
I just remember it being like, what is the big deal about this? And they're like, witchcraft. And it's like, what is the big deal about
this?
Yeah,
but it... Like, there's a difference, with I feel, like, between, like, what is portrayed in, like,
it's
the
whimsy.
Craft.
It's just whimsy.
Exactly. Like, it's like a magician-type magic as opposed to, like, a Satan, not Satan, but, like, a dark-type magic, like, the craft and stuff like that.
It's, like, it's nowhere near that or gaining that power to be, like, you go towards, like, the horror movie kind of witch. It's not gaining that power for this immortal kind of whatever. Literally, if you replace the words Alakazam with the Mentiroso, it's magic.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even going towards witchcraft. It's literally a magic show.
Yeah.
But with fancier words and sticks.
Yeah.
Really weird. Christians went crazy over Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't... I had a friend in middle school. No, high school. Where her mom, like, banned her from reading.
They took all the books out of our library.
Yeah, but she was allowed to smoke, drink, and have boys over. But, no. The Harry Potter problem, like, that
you
was
have family members that judge you over it.
Right. Hi.
Hey, you're definitely not listening.
But, yeah, definitely not. but, like, we can see through the, you know, the 1930s to now, like, you have, like, the Wicked Witch of the West and Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And Glinda, because it was, like, the bad and good.
Yeah.
But even, I read something the other day about Wizard of Oz, where it's funny because... Obviously, Dorothy's house drops on the Wicked Witch of the East, which is the Wicked Witch of the West's sister.
Yeah.
And Glinda is like, oh no, she's supposed to be a good witch, but even so, she's like, when Dorothy's like horrified that her house has killed the witch.
Yeah.
Glinda's like, oh, no, it's fine. She was a bad witch. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, so Glinda, is she really good? Because she should see the good in everybody if she's really the good witch. You know what I mean? But then we get to, like, the 60s, or late 50s, early 60s with Bewitched. And, like, it's funny to me how back then it was so conservative. Like, so, you know, obviously much more of today. Like, we had civil rights issues and we had, like, LGBTQ, like, issues and stuff where you didn't even fucking say that you were.
No, ladies were still wearing, like, gloves
to
certain events
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you have two of the most popular shows of the time dealt with witches. because then there's Bewitched, and then I know she's not really a witch. She's a genie, but with I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
And, like, we... Preston, I am, like, my obviously my name is Samantha. I am literally named after Samantha Stevens from Bewitched.
Yeah.
Because it was Mom's favorite show when she was a kid, and ever since she saw it, she always knew she was going to name her daughter Samantha.
Yeah.
She didn't know that that Samantha was also going to turn out to be a weird witch. But, you
know. It works.
It works. So, but, like, you have, like, it's very telling of the time, because Darren is obviously her, Darren is her husband,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was saying, sorry, is that Preston and I, we've bought the seasons as we go, and we watch them occasionally.
Yeah.
I think we're up to season two, because there's, like, 30 episodes per season, or something like that. Man,
TV was crazy back in the day.
Yeah, so we're on season two. We haven't watched it in quite a while, actually, but we went through a stage of watching it pretty much every night.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise of the show is that Samantha marries a mortal named Darren, and then he knows that she's a witch,
yeah.
but he doesn't want her to use his power. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want her to use her powers.
Yeah.
So, and it was always funny to me how it was like, it's supposed to be this fun, family-friendly show, and they're willing to have a witch in it, but there's also that tiny bit of them that's like, we need to show people that this still isn't okay, because yeah. they have the, you know, Darren not being accepting of the fact that
well, that's what, witch. The little bit that I've ever watched of it, I always found it really funny that it's like, he has this quirky wife with these crazy abilities, and everyone that, like, comes into contact with her likes her.
Yeah.
But he needs to get her under control.
Exactly.
And it's like...
Well, then you have her mom, like, Endora, who is, like, no holds barred, like, fuck you, I'm a witch, and I'm,
yeah.
I, you know, I'm amazing, I don't give a shit kind of thing. And, like, the dynamic is, like, funny. But then you come to now, like, not even now, but, like, the 90s and stuff with The Craft, and then Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Which is getting remade.
And then...
Super excited.
What's that?
The Craft.
The Craft? Oh, yep. Yeah. I hope it's good.
But there's a lady director.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
Like, super excited.
I hope so.
It's going to be good. I know it is. And I know that they do crap and good stuff, but Blumhouse is producing it.
Okay.
And they have the money.
Happy Death Day level, I'm good.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, is I know it's hit or miss, but it seems like... So the thing with Blumhouse was, it was one of those things where they were like, we can just push this movie out, or they waited on it to find a lady director.
Yeah,
which I appreciate. They got a lady director.
Yeah.
So, they did it. So, yeah. I think with that little bit more care, instead of just, like, we'll produce the craft.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit better than, like, Annabelle.
Yeah.
Which everything is, so.
Yeah. That was so bad. Well, and, like, they redid Charmed. And I've watched the first episode, I think.
When did they redo that?
Yeah, it's... Now it's
oh
yeah CW redid it, because that was WB, which is what Charmed was on before.
I get it, but it's Charmed.
Yeah, and it was just like, no, like, well, and Charmed is 10 seasons long. It lasted for a decade.
Well, and like, it had freaking, like, yeah, the, I mean, nostalgia people in it.
Yeah, like it was very. I love Charmed. I used to watch it every Sunday night when it came on. So it was more. I didn't watch the new one more because it was like, I'm such a hardcore fan of the original. Like, I'm not going to give this the time of day. And but, I know that that's kind of, like, not great, but...
I get that, but for what Charmed... Okay, like, I haven't watched any of the new X-Files stuff. I tried.
No.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could be remade.
Yeah.
But also, Charmed, X-Files... I don't know, maybe, like, Full House, which is something else that they tried. Buffy.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Oh, just... Buffy, they never retried. Sorry. Yeah. I was just thinking of nostalgic TV shows.
But it, same thing. If they tried to redo Buffy, it's like, no, you don't understand. It's that moment.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
aura that is around that show is what it is.
Yeah.
It is a capsule of the 90s. Well, it's like, a time capsule.
I don't know, like, this is going based off of not watching the new Charmed at all, but, like, I don't want to see something where it's, like, the original Charmed, they had their big book of shadows in the attic. I don't want it to be this.
Now it's on exactly. my big app.
It's on of my shadows. Phone. Like, that's what I don't want, yeah. is because I feel like technology ruins stuff, which is actually, there's another... Sabrina the Teenage Witch from the 90s is uh-huh. obviously one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
I rewatch it
A lot.
Yeah. Probably more than I should, but, like, I love it very, very much.
Caroline Ray.
Like, Melissa, yeah, she's
amazing. You know, she's great.
Like, Melissa Joan Hart is amazing.
The fucking,
like,
cat. Yeah. Just everything is
It was good. Absolutely perfect. So when they said that they were redoing Sabrina for Netflix,
yeah,
and it was, like, it was going to be, like, a, well, first it was going to be a Riverdale companion show on the CW, but then it was too dark and CW didn't want it anymore, so Netflix picked it up, and it was able to be even more darker. I love the new Sabrina.
But it's not trying to be it. It's
completely different.
Exactly. It's not trying to be Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Well, like, what I like is Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina are both have nods to the comic books,
mm-hmm.
like the Archie comics, but both of them in completely different ways.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, it's a teenage, like, it's a family, you know, funny show.
Laugh tracky.
Yeah, there's never anything super dark in it. Like, spells are never dark.
It's just like, I can't get the dress that I want to get, Salem. And he's like, you're a witch.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I guess so, but that doesn't sound fair. Yeah. Like,
whereas just, with Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, she worships, their coven worships the Dark Lord, who is Satan and Lucifer, and, you know, like, there's Lilith is in it, like, the First Lady, who's before Eve or whatever, and she's, like, Lucifer's companion type thing, slave thingy, but it's fantastic. Like, they're both, I can enjoy both of them because they're completely different.
Well, it's kind of like it.
Yeah,
like, the original is
completely different.
Yeah. I mean, I was scared, and, like, it's one of those things where I like to see things done with either a new field of vision. We have so much technology now; it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that stuff being utilized and used. But if you're using new stuff from now and today, don't try to remake something using that new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, don't do a shot by shot or, we're going to do Sabrina the Teenage Witch with literally two other aunts.
Yeah.
We're going to have a CGI cat running around.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
No.
Because it was done.
Well, and that's one thing about the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina that I really appreciate. Like I just said, the reason I didn't watch Charmed, and like I said, it might not even be part of the show. I could be completely wrong. But I don't like when they remake something, but because of today's technology with cell phones and stuff, that's added into the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like when we watched Scream a few weeks ago,
laughing
at the fact that Billy has a cell phone that falls out of his pocket and that makes him automatically makes him a suspect that he has a cell phone.
And the cop's like, did you know he has a cellular telephone?
Like, you can't remake that. You can't remake that because that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, because now, like, it's going to the iPhone and going, he called.
Exactly. Like, but one thing I do appreciate about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is it's that little, it's kind of in limbo. You don't know, based on the outfits and stuff like that, you could, like, deduce that it is now.
Those are the best kind of
films
and stuff. But
they don't have cell phones.
Yep.
They don't have iPads. Yep. You don't see them on the computer or anything like that. Like, they're hanging out at Dr. Cerberus's, which is a bookshop, coffee shop place.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got an old style
cash register.
Like, there's not a fucking square on there.
No.
You know, like, they don't use, they're not pulling out their cell phone to call Sabrina. Like,
but the stuff that makes you question it is, that looks like really updated makeup.
Exactly.
And also, like, those nails wouldn't have been.
Yeah, she's wearing, you know, whatever jeans and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're like, that stuff looks recent. But they've taken away the things that place you in a certain time.
Exactly.
So they're not wearing a shirt that says, like, 2020 World Tour.
Yeah.
You know, Megadeth or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just, for the people that grew up watching that kind of stuff, and we're so used, we're used to our nostalgia not having it, or, like, a house phone.
Exactly. When there's a house phone, when Sabrina's gonna, her friend has, like, the cunning, which is a seeing things.
Yeah.
And she sees that somebody's gonna come attack Sabrina, so she runs to the house phone, grabs the house phone, and calls Sabrina's house phone.
Yeah.
So there's not even that moment of, like, pulling you out.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, fuck, like, yeah, it is modern times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just, it definitely, like, has okay, that, like, she used the house phone.
Yeah.
Which is still, I mean, normal to this day for someone to have one if they have one. Yeah. But it goes the same way with, like, books. Like, I hate when you read a book from a certain time period. You read, and it's, you know, it doesn't involve cell phones, or they have to go use the payphone, that kind of thing. But then they remake it into a movie today, and it's just so much easier. This guy has a cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, but that's not where the suspense comes from. It's the fact that this guy's trying to find this, or he's trying to find that. It would be so much easier if someone just picked up a cell phone and was like, this guy's gonna come kill you.
Yeah.
But, like,
That's
not what made the book good.
Yeah.
Like, it made the book good because you're like, holy crap, he's never gonna get to this person.
Yeah.
And now they're like, heads up. And you're like, okay, no, you wanted to make a movie out of this book.
Yeah.
But you're just making a movie. Like, you don't care.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff.
Well, and, like, with Coven is the same as, like, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, where it's super dark. Really, really, really dark.
Yeah.
But then you also have the light spots. Like, you have, you know, Fiona, who is making it so that she uses her powers, basically, for bad stuff. Like, selfish stuff.
Well, it's just her staying alive.
Exactly.
Forever.
Whereas, immortal. Then you have Misty, who is, like, a more light spot in the show. And she's, you know, like, she loves Stevie Nicks, and she lives out in the woods, or in the swamp, and, you know, she helps people, that kind of thing. And then you have Madison, who is super fucking selfish, just like Fiona. And then, you know, like, it is nice to have those different people.
I think each of those, what I like about Coven is each one, to me, represents, like, a different era of a witch.
Yeah.
Like, you have kind of this, what's her face with the...
Cordelia.
Yeah. Hers is more of, like, that herbal witch.
Yeah.
The one you would go to for peppermint.
Yeah.
Or this. Or, like, this cut won't heal. Or my child has a cough. Because she's got, like, her herb garden. And she wants to, like, there's got to be something that I can do.
Yeah. She uses her magic instead of a spell. She uses it to try another way. Like, she's more of, like
concocting.
Yeah. She's, like, a kitchen witch type
witch. Yeah. And, Madison is, like, the Hollywood witch.
Yeah.
And... Claire is, all of them have a characteristic of a witch in a different piece of time.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Jessica Lange is, like, that craft witch where it's, like, all bad powerful.
Bitch. Yeah.
Like, that just, and I think that's what makes Coven so good. And they do a good job not pulling you out.
Yeah.
Of certain things, because maybe Madison has a cell phone.
Yeah, I know that there's...
But, like, the girls aren't communicating with each other
it's
that
not
way.
Like that.
If they need someone, they go to them.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go to Tate to get him. Like, that kind of thing.
Well, and I'm hoping that that's what they do with the new craft. Like, I would be really disappointed if they, you know, I don't know. Like, it's the whole, like, app thing. Like, having your Book of Shadows on the app. And I feel like... Yes, that kind of stuff can be convenient. Like, I have a couple of, like, witchy kind of apps, like Moon Phases and stuff like that.
Oh, I get that,
but... like, I feel like Wicca and witchcraft is, like, getting your hands dirty.
Yeah, it's on,
like,
a book.
You know, like, it's, like, the smell of old books.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, having, like, 10 different books on your, you know, bookshelf that teach you how to do stuff. And scribbling in your diary what works and what doesn't work and, you know... This should be in this like herbal concoction, and like these crystals should be charged by the moon, and like all that kind of stuff. Like, that stuff is so important in witchcraft and Wicca that, like, I don't want it to be technologized. Like,
well, because even your modern witch, they are still going by the books.
Yeah,
if you have the healing crystals, you don't have an app on your phone. It's like, here's my healing crystal.
It doesn't work.
They have the crystals.
Yeah.
They hold them. They own them.
Yeah.
It's not...
You light the candle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your sigils and stuff. Yeah, you can do them online, but... Or on, like, a computer or a phone or something like that. But having a sigil, like, that you've drawn with your hand and your, you know, writing instrument, like, that... I don't want to say it means more, because, like, that, you know, I don't want to shit on, like, more modern stuff like that, but it is. Like, it's that connection that you have, that you're doing this with your hands, like, you're lighting the candle with your hands, or you're carving something into the sigil,
exactly.
Or, you know, like, that kind of stuff.
It's one of those things that if witchcraft is this us unifying with the earth, and what it has to offer us, and taking the Earth's energy and giving back our energy to the Earth. The Earth doesn't involve a phone or a computer.
Exactly.
So, if I'm supposed to get that energy from the world and the Earth and what I surround myself with and this crystal and this mix of the, you know, this crystal and this liquid with this okay, I'm not doing that on an app.
Yeah.
So when you write it, it's you being with
what you're doing.
You're putting yourself into the way you write it instead of typing it out, which isn't you. Mm-hmm. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know that you've sent that text. Anyone could have sent it.
Yeah.
When it's that handwriting, you go, that was that person.
Yeah.
So you're there. Mm-hmm. Your soul and your person is in that notebook. So whether, you know, if you're a witch that it seems like, if you want to, like, look up stuff, that's fine. If it was something where they were, like, using the phone to just be like, oh, this is new, this is different.
Yeah. Like, but I have a Wicca Pinterest board.
Well, yeah.
With, like, recipes and stuff like that. But when it comes to actually doing it,
but I don't
I'm
wanna,
going to do it with my hands.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see you just, like, type out, like, you know, oh, the spells to be to, like, no, that's not, if you're going to do a chant or you're going to do a ritual, like, you're not going to, like, type it in a computer and be like, everybody be quiet, the computer's going to talk, like, you know, oh, today we gather. Like, it's not.
It doesn't work.
You don't put, that doesn't put what your soul and your true self as a Wiccan into your actual project that you have. So, I think it's supposed to be a little bit more modern of a remake, but I feel that if they have the first one, the original one, they had a Wiccan on set.
Yeah.
To make sure that
when
this was
Feruza
right.
When Feruza Balk was also a Wiccan, she, you know, was practicing at the time, but had somebody more.
Oh, yeah. This was like established lady kind of thing.
Like more experienced.
Yeah. So she was there to. No, they wouldn't say that, or no, the girls wouldn't do this, or yes, we need to do it. If the love went into the first one, I just hope that another modern witch is on set, too, to be like, well, we really wouldn't, like, do that.
We wouldn't use
a cell phone to, like, you know. Like, if we have a book in front of us that we need to chant with, it's not going to be a cell phone with the page pulled up.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be the book.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully. But I don't even know when that's going to come out.
Yeah,
who knows
know.
When anything's going to come out.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that right now everything's up in the air.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 4, everything.
It's crazy. Well, and, like, AMC dropped Universal completely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're done.
Yeah, because they've been making money with the $20 rentals.
Yep.
And honestly, if I can sit, like, one thing, I know you know, but one thing is that if I sit in a car or at the movies for too long, I've come out and I feel like I've ran, like, a half marathon.
Yeah.
Because my back is so bad. So the thought of being able to, A, get my own snacks, B, pause the movie to go pee, and sit in my own living room and watch a movie, I'll pay $20 for that.
Well, and I get it. And, like, honestly, again, that's the same with me, is, like, it is a convenience that I like just because I do like being at home.
Yeah.
And it's more comfortable because I also like being at home, getting up to get random snacks.
Yeah.
And just sitting in, you know, shorts or something.
Yeah, and still being able to hear the movie and see the movie.
So, and I don't have to be around kids. So, I get it. But I also get where AMC's coming from because it was like, guys, support your local theater, like, support your theaters that you have contracts with.
Yeah.
And Universal was like, heck no. So what we're going to do is we're going to release this movie and you're also going to show it in theaters.
Yeah.
And AMC was like,
why is anybody going to pay $40 for two tickets?
Yeah.
They could pay $20 and their whole fucking family can
Yeah,
watch
they were
it.
Basically like, okay, so fuck you.
Yeah.
And no. And, like, Universal literally was doing, like, the surprise Pikachu, like,
yeah, what?
So, Halloween Kills, up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
Yeah. Well, I think that part of it's already done, right?
Yeah, but...
well, release it to the thing.
Yeah,
I'll pay
$20. If they do that,
the
then that's,
comes out.
That's
well,
great.
It's stupid, but Scoop comes out on May 15th. I would
oh,
be
nice.
Paying to watch that.
Oh, like, nice.
Because we were going to go see it in theaters. If I can watch it with my doggies and at home, that's fucking fantastic.
But, I mean, it's true, because, like, even though when it first... I guess I just thought it was going to be better quality as far as, like, the platform they were going to send it out on, mm-hmm. but when we tried to rent Invisible Man,
yeah, that was
and it was just, like, everything was shut down. It wasn't going to do it, which is fine. Like, I get that it was, like, a new thing they were doing because yeah. everybody was at home. But, like, at the end of the day, when four of us can go over to each other's house
and watch a
for $5 movie. Each yeah. kind of thing, and it's yeah. not a big deal for us to be like, oh, my God, did you see that?
Yeah.
Whereas in a theater, you're just like, mental note. I'm yeah, going to talk about that later.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, I get
well,
it.
Well, even stuff like for the podcast, we can watch that in our own living room and take notes when we're going to yeah. review it, as opposed to being like, shit,
yeah.
you know, and rewind it if we didn't catch something.
Only like, be sad. Not sad. I'm sure stuff will go to theaters, but like, I want to see, like, Godzilla versus Kong in theaters.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, a life-size mm-hmm. monster kick each other's asses.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that are theater experience.
Yeah, well, like, I would always prefer to watch a Marvel movie in theaters. Because yeah. it's big, it's fun, it's, you know.
It's the noises, it's yeah. the whole thing.
When
but
it's the people, you know, when Captain America gets Mjolnir, it's like, yeah! Like, and everybody in the yes. theater goes nuts. Yeah. Like,
and there's certain horror movies that really thrive on that audience interaction, yeah. too. But I feel like those movies as well, it's, you're super lucky to get a theater, at least around us, where it turns into a fun experience.
Yeah, instead of just being like, shut the fuck up.
Instead of it being like, why are you guys here?
Yeah.
You think this is funny. It's not funny. It's yeah. a really good movie.
And you're ruining
and
it.
And you're ruining it. Whereas, like, when you watch it with, like, a horror fan crowd, yeah. like at a convention or something.
Yeah.
They're on board with the fact that this is a super serious horror movie. I can gasp. I can do that. But,
yeah.
like, it's not funny that they ripped that person's spine. You know, like, yeah. whatever. Like, there were people when we watched, the fuck was that movie with, What's-Her-Face and the kid gets its head. She has, like, the daughter that has the nut
allergy.
Oh,
Hereditary.
Hereditary. We saw that in theaters. There's people laughing at the end scene
oh my God.
Of what the mother does to herself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's nervous laughter or what, but I don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah.
Like, this movie has been a journey for me, and this scene is, like,
horrific.
Horrific.
Sorry for all the people that saw Paranormal Activity 3 with me then. I cry laughing when her hair gets pulled, so.
That was us. We
and
saw
in
that
The
movie.
Conjuring, because it happens like that, too. I'm so sorry.
Brad wouldn't finish it. We never finished Paranormal Activity 3.
What a loser.
He is.
You're a loser, Brad.
Super scared of those movies.
That's so funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, I don't think, the first one I was scared of. By the third one, I was like, meh, I'm good.
Yeah, the first one was just that, it was kind of like the first time you see Blair Witch, and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm not really prepared for what is happening right now.
Yeah.
So, like, the end of Paranormal, like, it was just kind of like, poof, they've done a really good job on this.
Yeah.
The second one is barely whatever. But the third one was kind of that, like, I know what's happening, and now it's, like, a professional level of spooky.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I came back from the barn, and there was, like, 15 minutes left, and he was like, you want to just go to bed? And we went to bed, and we never watched it.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fine, I guess.
He didn't even find out who Toby was supposed to have as a wife.
Awesome.
So.
Well, we're going to do, like I said on Friday, we're going to do our own version of the Hollywood Witches.
Woohoo!
We have a few things picked out, so look for those on Friday. But we'll be back next week with another episode.
Yeah, bye.
See you next time.